Jay Sexton, you did it, and now all of us idiots can stop talking about when you're going to do it, because you did it. It was a perfect race for you. Laid it down, pulled away. Easy lead. I mean, is it everything that you kind of thought it would be?
Definitely. I mean, that's what I worked for all offseason, was that ride. So this weekend I got mad at a few people because everyone's like, oh, when's it coming? Like, you're so close. And I'm like, dude, you don't think I want to win? Like, I race to win. So tonight was finally the night, and it was a dream come true ride. I mean, I felt really comfortable. I was good in the whoops. It was just solid. So couldn't have happened any better. And especially San Diego. I mean, I got a podium here in 2018. Almost won the race. I think it was Adam and Hill were in front of me, but I feel good here. So, and the city's cool. So.
You know what? Sometimes guys, when they win their first one, they're like, I didn't even feel that, like, I was charging. I didn't even feel like I was going that fast. Was it for you that way? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like I've had that. I mean, Salt Lake, I mean, I've had so many rides where I feel like I'm riding like that and I make a dumb mistake. So, but it definitely felt like I was riding within my means and I was riding smooth. So,
yeah, like you look at Houston last year. You were on it. You were trying to set a fast lap, like literally every lap you're trying to lower your time.
I wasn't doing that this time.
Right. This one was calm, you know, calm, mature, everything.
Definitely because the track was a little bit more slick, too. It was you could definitely make a big mistake, and it was the Dragons back and then the whoops. So, I was just trying to manage, and that's kind of what I feel like last year, if that would have happened, I would have done what I did in Houston. Right. And this year, right. I feel like I have a little bit more maturity.
Some bike changes for you helped in the whoops?
Lots. Yeah. Triple clamps, like stuff with like making the frame more rigid. I mean, we tried to shock. Yep. I was out there till 4 o'clock this week testing. So, it's thank you. It was a long week, but it paid off. So,
when you're doing that and you're up by yourself, you got four, six seconds or whatever, and you're hearing the crowd go crazy. Are you looking around a little bit? Are you wondering what's going on?
No, I was just trying to stay focused. And honestly, I was kind of watching the race a little bit because like. I feel like when you're almost too focused, that's when you make a little bit of mistakes too. So you kind of have to be aware, but also be looking ahead and making sure you're doing the right thing. But I saw Kenny go down with Anderson. I saw Anderson go backwards. So I was paying attention, but I was also obviously focused on what I was doing. So,
and for this track, I guess again, the whoops were big. Everything else was pretty simple, pretty easy for a guy like you. I guess you're sitting on the line. You're like, this fucking start is just everything.
Exactly. I mean. Today, my practice start was horrible. I tangled with Mookie twice today, off the practice start and then the heat race. I came out last in the heat race, so it wasn't good. And I just told myself, I'm like, I got to get a good start. And that was it. So, big whoops. And honestly, I haven't been liking the whoops this year, but today I was pretty comfortable in them. So.
Last week you crashed, you got up, you looked like you wanted to punch yourself in the face. So you were very angry.
I'm over hitting the ground. Especially since that's not a characteristic of me. Even when I was on the 250, I never really crashed that much, and I just was over it. So,
and then like not so much like the media, maybe the media, but just as sponsors, friends, how frustrating is it get to be like, hey, when are you going to win these? Or you got one? Like, good dude, that had to be like every fucking 30 minutes.
I mean, this week, I got into full blown like arguments with people. I'm like, dude, I don't want to hear it anymore. Cause I have the puzzles or the pieces. I just haven't put it all together, and it's frustrating because I knew I was capable of it, and I hadn't made it happen until tonight, so. But it's good. I think it's motivating, and that ninth place last weekend stung. So,
well, congratulations, first of many. I think. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Steve.